Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest, as well as Canada's prairies, will probably deteriorate on us next week, so enjoy the nice weather between now and then. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We've had a little band of snow that moved across southern parts of Canada's prairies earlier today and last night, and some of that snow has managed to get across the border into the northernmost parts of North Dakota and now into the northwest corner of Minnesota as well. None of this snow is accumulating, though, in a significant manner, and it's moving out just about as quickly as it came in. So the snow has already ended in northwestern and north central portions of North Dakota here at midday as the cloud line starts to shift farther to the southeast. So we're seeing clearing conditions occurring in the northwest and north central parts of North Dakota. The rest of us will see a little bit of the cloudiness associated with this, and we'll likely see a little bit of a cap put on some of our temperatures, but it's not going to be too bad. We are going to cool down a little bit, though, as we go forward here through these next couple of days. The temperatures out there this afternoon will be stuck in the 30s and 40s in much of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota because of that cloud cover, the snow, and the clearing skies that are taking place, but only after the high pressure system starts building into the region. The southeast half of the region will see temperatures peaking out in the 50s, even some 60s this afternoon. Those 60s will be in southeastern South Dakota and portions of southern Minnesota. Now, tomorrow, the cooler air will overspread all of the rest of the region, while some warming will already be underway in the northwest part of the region. So highs should be mostly in the 40s with some 50s in the Missouri River Valley of South Dakota and points to the west. Now, we'll look for the temperatures on Saturday to be mostly 50s across the region with a few upper 40s in the north, and then Sunday we'll probably see a duplication of that, so mostly 50s with a few 40s in the north. Monday will start to cool down again with our first shot of cooler air coming into the region. It will get colder yet as we go into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, and we will see those temperatures staying below freezing eventually, and we'll look for nighttime lows dropping into some single digits and teens during the middle to possibly latter part of next week. We don't have a lot of precipitation in the pipeline, which is good. We'll continue to deal with a little bit of a trace of snow in northern Minnesota this afternoon, but everybody else is going to be mostly done with this. We don't expect any precipitation as consequence to occur farther to the south. As we go into the day tomorrow, we'll be dry. We expect dry weather to occur on Saturday too. However, Saturday night going to Sunday morning, a low pressure center will be forming in the hard red winter wheat country, and it may produce a little bit of rain into southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota as we get from Sunday night into Monday. And there will also be a cold air mass coming in from Canada that will also create a little bit of rain and snow as that colder air arrives, but that's mostly Monday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.